Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Schein, joined by producer Todd Loya.
What's up, Dan?
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
And what's up, Kruger? Because I just said Dan on that one, so I felt like a dick.
What's up?
you play the role well, Todd.
Well.
So...
I was going to make a small joke, but we'll just move on.
That's messed up, dude. all right, so we're here tonight to talk about The Unholy, the new film from Ghost House Pictures and director Evan Spilotopoulos, and we'll get right into it. So The Unholy is, first off, an adaptation of the James Herbert novel Shrine, which will... talk a little bit about book and movie comparisons in a moment, but this film, The Unholy, follows a hearing-impaired girl who is visited by the Virgin Mary and can suddenly hear, speak, and heal the sick. As people flock to witness her miracles, horrific events unfold. All right, so as I was saying, this is based on a classic horror novel, Shrine, by James Herbert. I actually have a omnibus edition here, so it's a bunch of his stories. But James Herbert, early James Herbert horror novels particularly, you couldn't go wrong. Like, the dude was just really good. The Dark, you know, he just... safe bet, for sure. And I was really excited, actually. I wasn't... This movie I didn't look into too much, so, and with the name, I didn't realize it was an adaptation of Shrine, so my expectations went up before I watched it, which I wish they didn't, because, so, obviously, this is not the book. Changes a few things. Actually, the character of Alice was a young girl in the novel, so they age her here. I think it actually might have been a little creepier if they just went with the creepy young girl formula. Everything about this movie is cookie cutter. Everything. Every religious horror cliche. You know, it just... And it's so disappointing. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, big fan of Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I have been since probably Supernatural, Watchmen. You know, he always elevates material. This one, though, really couldn't do it. I didn't feel any real connection between any of the characters. And when you have great actors like William Sadler, Cary Elwes, it should be easy to make that work, but here there's just nothing, no tension. All we get is, you know, CGI creatures that just look, well, I mean, they look like CGI creatures.
The cow bit was funny.
Yeah. The beginning was kind of funny. I was like, oh, this might be good. Jeffrey Dean Morgan's always, you know, amusing. But I really just can't come up with anything particularly good to say about this. I mean, maybe for some people this is passable entertainment, but, and maybe it's just the amount of horror films I've seen, but it has nothing going for it. And man, what a wasted opportunity, because it really is. It's not my favorite Herbert novel, but it is a great one. And so before I tag you guys in, after I watched this, I was like, okay, this has, between you, Kruger, and Todd, I was like, this probably has something that you despise most. It's got the religious horror angle, which is not usually a hit with Todd. Then it has the shitty CG that is never a hit with Kruger. Kruger, what did you think? I'm just guessing, taking a wild guess. It's not good.
Yeah, like, everything you said, but, like, even at that, like, I the only thing I could find kind of sort of likable, and like that's even a stretch, is you know, the main character Jerry, and like that, I think that's only because it was Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
And like I think he did an okay job with what he, you know, he brought to the table, but I mean, he could only do so much because the script is just dog shit. And like the one thing that really threw me off a lot is the dialogue. Like the dialogue could have been done so much better. And there's so many like just unnatural moments. And I was just like, what the fuck? Who wrote this damn thing? Like people don't talk like this. The story, like within the first 10 minutes, I was like, okay, this may be okay. But then from there, it just, it dips. And like you said, very predictable and just like not, like I said, not well written. And it's plagued with, quite frankly, just really shit ass jump scares that you see coming a mile and a half away. And, you know, on top of that, like you already talked about, you're met with this horrible, unpolished CGI that looks like something out of a, you know, a PS3 game. And on top of that, the entity itself looked fucking stupid. Like, just dumb. Like, the design was terrible. I fucking hated it. And the final conflict and, like, what comes after was just laughably bad. And the only reason we need to have a spoiler section is just so I could shit on that part. Because I fucking... I was already done. And that was, like, the last smack to my fucking nutsack saying, like, you shouldn't have watched this movie. So, yeah, needless to say, I thought it was fucking terrible. And, I really don't understand how anybody could like this movie unless they're not an average horror fan. Because if you've seen one of these religious horror movies, you've seen them all when it comes to stuff like this. And, but you know what, dude, there's people out there that think the Wrong Turn remake was good. So, I mean, if you enjoyed it,
than you suspect.
Yeah. I mean, if you enjoyed it, by all means, I'm happy for you. But for me, this was just a piece of shit and one of the worst movies I've seen all year.
Did either of you think it was kind of ironic? And I mean, not giving anything away, but that they kind of contradict what they needed to do to fight the entity at the end, which I was like, what? It's a certain character moment where I was like, what the fuck? You just said.
You'll have to tell us if it's different in the book. I'm not familiar with the source material.
Yeah, I'll explain what I can remember.
Okay, yeah, we'll save that. All right, me, I think I probably, now, just slow up before you guys trip out. I probably liked it more than you two, but I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the religious element that, I had no problem with that in this one. It didn't, like, punch me in the face like some do. But yeah, the CG was bad. Jeffrey Dean Morgan was probably the only thing good about it. He could not save the material. But I did literally get back from watching Separation, which at least that one was, I laughed at it, but for the wrong reasons. This one just was just like, I was clock watching. I'm glad I didn't go to the theater to see it. I'm glad I was able to watch it at home on VOD, which is available now on VOD.
Yes, go and get it.
Yeah, don't. Dude, if I would have saw this in the theaters, I would straight up fucking have destroyed the movie theater. I'd be so angry.
Well, if you wait 28 days, I think it's 28 more days, you could rent it and save even more money. Or just wait for Netflix or something.
Yeah.
But I'm not even recommending that. Just
package, pile drive, and usher.
I'll tell you how a double feature is bad when I have to cleanse my palate with a couple of Asylum films. That's and the CG was better.
It's sad when lately we're talking about how much better the Asylum
version. But you know what, Dan? I'm going to call you out on this because you mentioned it in Army of the Dead, and that is the CG was not better in Zombies because I watched Zombies 1 and 2.
Animals. No, I didn't say that, but you would expect it not to be good in Zombies.
No, I know, but you said it was on par with Zombies, the tiger, I believe it was.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't. It was still way better than, like, miles above Asylum.
Maybe I was exaggerating.
You were. I just went, because I was curious, so I was like, okay. But that's another conversation.
But, yeah, I mean, again, just getting back to this, there's no excuse for it to be this. I mean, even just the tension was never there. I mean, they try and get that sort of, I don't know, vague father-daughter relationship with Jeffrey Dean and the girl. And even that, like, I was not connected to anybody. And yeah. It's just such a shame.
We hoping for Lucille.
I would have been fine if he whipped out Lucille and just killed everybody at the end. It wouldn't have made any difference to me. Yeah, so I mean, we'll talk a little bit in the spoiler section, but we'll rate it first. So we rate on a scale of 0 to 5 stars, and I mean, there's certainly worse horror films out there, but this is a 1 for me. It just it doesn't do anything particularly good.
I'm up tossed up between a 1 and a 0.5, and I'm gonna give it the 0.5 because if something has a 1, at least that means they there's something I kind of liked about it. But there wasn't a fucking single thing, and I really hope if you saw this in the theaters that you somehow got your money back because that's fucking dog shit. But Todd, what do you rate this one?
Well, not only I have a write-in vote from Pugs. His exact words were whack. 2 out of 5 for me. So we got a write in from Pugs. I'm actually the same. Like, I think my rating's higher than everyone else's because I literally just watched Separation, came home, and threw this on.
Yeah.
Don't do that as a double feature. I think with Separation, at least you'll get a few chuckles out of it. Well, no, it'll make you mad, Kruger. I'm pretty sure it will, but Dan might get a few chuckles out of it. So...
Same Usher, package pile driver right there.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, shit. Do we want to get right into spoilers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about it a bit.
All right. Let's see. Here we go.
There you go, guys. So you're not really, I mean, I don't think there's not a whole lot to give away. I mean, good triumphs over evil and. This pretty much goes how you would expect.
I know we're selling it so much they you know, you don't want to get spoiled of this, you know.
Yeah, right.
Average of a star rating.
I was a little annoyed at the end. I was just like, when Jeffrey Dean all of a sudden, like, I've seen the light. And I'm like, you just fucking said it was not having faith.
Dude, so that's what I was talking about. That was the slap to my nuts, man. It was like, oh, he just prayed and everything's good now? Go fuck yourself. Like, you seriously are going to have the fucking... Oh, dude, kill the fucking deaf chick. Like, seriously, you're going to... this. Oh, just because I fucking prayed to God, everything is fucking all sunshine and rainbows now. And like you said, now he's a reformed... Oh, no more fucking scumbag, you know, journalist anymore. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Like, it's just fucking stupid. The one thing I did want to ask you with the beginning, didn't that remind you of Black Sunday?
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's what I immediately thought. Well, I mean, like, Sunday. I was like, oh, maybe this is going to, I was like, maybe this will be good, but fucking nope, definitely not. And like, yeah, the other thing too is just the entity looks so fucking stupid. Like, that, you couldn't have made the mask she had nailed to her face look a little bit cooler than that, or like, and just the costume was just uninspired. And I think that's like kind of what this whole movie for me was. Is like, this is just really uninspired, your run of the mill, shitty fucking religious horror movie that gets put out every year.
Yeah, and there were just so many moments where it just felt like the entity was just popping up to go boo. And then, it just, there was never, just no tension, zero tension.
Well, in the jump scares, like, you saw them coming, like I said, like a mile and a half away every single time. Like, they weren't even kind of clever with it. And it felt cheap, you know, it's just trying to get that cheap pop.
I went in when I saw the Ghost House logo, I was like, okay, maybe this will be good. And yeah.
they're
I said maybe.
Yeah.
Well, their theatrical fare tends to be better than like their straight to video stuff.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah. Let's not go into a Blumhouse thing with them because their theatrical fare is better than their straight to video stuff. I don't want to know what you're gonna accidentally call that label.
But yeah, I mean, book versus film, books much better. It's been a little while, but I mean, they transplanted from England to Boston. The one big thing I noticed was that it was a little girl rather than a grown up girl, which I mean, I think it would have been just as cliche, but I mean, hey, go for the creepy little girl might.
Yeah, they like that.
The yeah,
creepy little girl.
Yeah, I God, and I love William Sadler so much. It's always a shame to see him wasted.
You know what? He was one of the other bright spots. I wish we would have mentioned him earlier.
Oh, but everybody, there's no like bad acting in this. I think it's more of a script issue. It's just there's nothing.
Yeah, the dialogue is just. The dialogue hurt the acting because, like in some areas for me, like I feel like the dialogue and what they were saying made it feel so unnatural that you're like, what the fuck is going on? And it had nothing to do with that, you know, the actors, but it's just the script is just written terribly.
Oh, and hi, Sean, in the chat. I just did not see you, so yeah. Yeah, Sean, skip this one if you're jumping in late. But I will throw one out though with Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Should I pull spoilers?
Yeah, you can pull spoilers now. With Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he did a film, I don't know, 7-8 years ago called Possession, which was kind of interesting because it was from the Jewish perspective and lore. Not a great, great film, but a lot better than this. So if you want a Jeffrey Dean Morgan supernatural horror fix, check that out. I would also throw out the later day Hammer film, The Resident, with Hilary Swank, where Jeffrey Dean Morgan's plays a pretty good creep in that one. So there's a couple suggestions if you like Jeffrey Dean
Morgan. I didn't know Hilary Swank was in that one, Dan.
Shut up, Todd. It's not a spoiler. Hilary Swank.
That was Pugs, by the way. You still put that off on me for some reason.
What? Well, Pugs, I'm sorry. Hilary Swank's not a spoiler because she's not. So there you go. That's about all I got to say.
Well, wait, Sean does have a question. Dan, what's his question?
Oh, well, I mean,
Dan, what was his question?
Yeah, it's a lot worse.
No, okay. Here we go again. Worse, Dan, you have to read his question.
Oh, sorry. Worse than Spiral, haha. Oh, yeah, definitely. Spiral still has its moments. It's, you know, pretty.
No, cool. It doesn't. That shit sucks, asshole, too. But not as much.
Yeah. And Pugs did just chime in. All of his points are for Negan. So
there you go. Yeah. Also, The Losers. That's a film that nobody watched that he did, an action movie.
I remember that one. Totally forgot about that one.
And he's in Rampage.
Yeah. He is in Rampage too.
We need a kaiju movie with Jeffrey.
There's definitely better options with Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
And Pug just said, yes, it's a spoiler. So we'll leave it at that.
There you go.
Do we have anything else for this one, gentlemen?
I don't think so, but be sure to tune in later today. We have a double dose. We're doing a review of the Vinegar Syndrome Homegrown Horrors Volume 1 Blu-ray set, and that's all leading to our Vinegar Syndrome Halfway to Black Friday show tomorrow. So there's a lot of, you'll see a lot of us the next
few days. Tomorrow at 11 p.m. we're going to be live, and we'll see what the rest of the mystery titles are. We'll shop live, obviously, too, because we're going to want to grab them. So it'll be fun.
Hear us bitching about the money we're spending.
You'll hear Dan bitching about the money he's spending because he didn't properly plan. But
I pre-ordered Six String Samurai.
Yeah, I know, but you're gonna get everything, so I don't know why you just didn't pre-order the package.
I buy a lot of shit, Todd. I can't help myself. Milligan screwed me this month.
No, you can't blame Milligan. You said you were going to buy it.
The ghost of Milligan screwed me.
All right.
So also, like, share, subscribe, and smash that notification bell. That's very important, guys. So if you like us, please do that. It increases visibility and all that good stuff. Fleshwoundfeatures.com, where you can get the link to our Teespring store. We do have new merch coming very shortly. And thank you to Jay the Stingray and Steak Sauce, who were repping our shirts the other day. We appreciate that. What else do we got here? We got patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for early exclusive uncensored content. That all starts at $1. We got some cool stuff up there. And Twitter, We are Flesh Wound Radio on Twitter, so follow us there. Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio group on Facebook. Check us out there. And we're also on Twitch, which I always forget to
plug. And you know what? At the end, it's going to list all this stuff for you, so you don't have to. Yeah,
there you go. But audio listeners.
Yes. So
there
you go. Dan, I'm going to give you props on that one. I didn't think of that.
I want my cookie.
Yeah,
I know. On the head.
Okay.
All right, I got one for you.
All right, guys. Stay. Tune in later. It'll be a good one.
All right. Good night.
Or good night.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
Enjoy the rest.